Now, an investigation is underway into the suspected use of falsified records in some planning applications for poultry farms in Northern Ireland, according to an article by Newsworthy, the investigative unit of the Journal.ie, and by The Guardian. Due to concerns over poultry litter or excrement, which produces extremely high levels of ammonia, anyone wishing to expand their poultry farm must provide evidence that the litter will be safely disposed of, with tillage farms in the Republic a key outlet. However, in March 2021, an internal report released too noteworthy by Chugask found that out of 38 letters examined, 60% that were claimed to be from the agency were suspected of being either falsified or amended, with only 15 letters being classified as legitimate. Let's get more now from Niall Sargent, journalist with Noteworthy. And Niall, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. You might just explain to our listeners what the background to this is in terms of land in the Republic on this side of the border being used to spread some of this, particularly poultry excrement or slurry.
Yep, thanks for very much for having me on, Brian. So essentially, the poultry industry has grown exponentially in the border region. So in the north, but also in the Republic in the last 20 years, and of course, with more farms, more jobs, more money for the rural economy, which is a good news. However, with more birds, there comes a pile of problem in the amount of litter or manure that is being produced by the chicken, and as you said, the ammonia emissions that come from that. So essentially now, because there's such a level of problem with ammonia in the north, in order to get planning permission in the north now for a farm or a farm expansion, there has to be an outlet for the litter that's moving off the farm, and tillage farms in particular, as well as composting facilities and anaerobic digestion facilities in the Republic, are seen as a key export market now.
Okay.
Because, especially for the land spreading side of it, in terms of tillage or vegetable production, poultry manure, of course, is a very good natural fertilizer that can help crop growth. But, of course, there's the other side of it, like we said, of the ammonia emissions.
So, in order to avail of this, of using this land on the Republic side of the border, various documents have to be provided. Is that right?
Yeah, so essentially now, if you look, we went through hundreds of planning files in the north, and it's very clear that you have a very strong chance, or you have a higher chance of getting the planning permission if you have these documents. If you don't have them, there's a very high chance, actually, because of the potential environmental impact, you won't get planning. So the two key documents for the poultry litter that need to be provided are an export contract or a litter agreement with a farmer, say, in the Republic of Ireland, that says they can take X number of tons per year to land spread on their farm. And you also need a document from an official authority. So in this case, the Department of Agriculture in the north are happy to accept a letter from Chagas, the agri-research body, which would state that the farmer in the Republic of Ireland is a bona fide farmer and can take X tons of litter per year without it having a negative impact on their own farm.
Right. Now, and what Chagas has done, according to your report, is it is taken a sample of these letters, 38 in all, is that right? And found that there is a suspected falsification in 15 of them?
15 of them, yeah. So this actual case was a member of the public actually raised concern with Chagas in relation to a different issue around the transfer of litter across the border. And then Chagas, responded to that, but also told that individual they would look through these 38 cases that the person sent to them. And yes, their internal investigation, they were found it suspected, either falsified or amended. They described this in their own internal investigative report, which was released to us through Freedom of Information, that it was a matter of significant concern for Chagas, and they said it was clear that there exists a significant level of falsification and alteration without the consent of Chagas of these documents in support of planning applications. So it's a fairly significant issue for them. They notified An Garda Síochána immediately. They also notified the Department of Agriculture in the north, which is called DIRA. DIRA itself, in turn, alerted the Department of Infrastructure, that would be in charge of planning in the north, to investigate the matter. And as well, the Department of Finance liaised with the PSNI in the north to investigate elements of potential fraud, as they described it to us. Mm-hmm. So it's a fairly significant investigation, and the wider investigation from DIRA is continuing, and planning authorities looking at the issue too.
And I mean, at the heart of this, presumably, Niall, is concern that if litter, this poultry litter, has been spread in a way that's not authorised, it could be causing very significant environmental damage.
Yes, there is potential, especially if it's spread near waterways. Ammonia can have a very strong impact on watercourses and lakes. It can also have a big impact on bogs, and especially in the border region, you have a lot of small lakes and bog areas. And we in terms of those particular cases, we obviously could not link any particular cases of either unlicensed or unauthorized storage or dumping of material, but we did have records released to us from the Department of Agriculture in the north of 11 cases where they found unauthorized storage or placing or dumping of poultry litter on farmland in the north between 2015 and 2017. Mm-hmm. And these were discovered during investigation, during just routine examinations of farms. So there's no linkages to connect the two, but there have been cases found in the north of the storage on land, including one case with a large pile of manure close to a water course. So there are significant potential environmental damages if, I suppose, the system is not 100% regulated.
Okay. For the moment, Niall Sargent, journalist with Noteworthy, thank you very much for that.